to the premier home for motorsports for two decades. The Blowtorch for Motorsports on Race Central Radio.
It fires me up, man.
On ESPN Radio AM 1600 with award-winning host, Kirk Hansen.
Well, thanks for listening to our show tonight. I am Robert Prilica, your guest host, in for Kurt Hansen, who is at home resting. And we are lucky to have on the phone with us tonight Chris Lennon. Chris Lennon is an international race car driver, and he wrote a book called The Peak of Racing about his experiences on Pikes Peak, along with a lot of other highlights from a lot of other drivers. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks, Robert. Really appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's long overdue to get you on Colorado Radio. You're a Colorado guy, and you need to get the acknowledgement that you well deserve here. So, love to have you on. Can you tell us about what you're working on now?
Yeah. So, we've been working with not racing so much recently. Been working on selling the book. Thanks for the plug. We released this book about a year ago, it's interesting, Robert. As you know, Pikes Peak is probably, certainly the biggest race in Colorado, and so few people know anything about it. In Colorado, you get further away from Colorado, and it's incredibly famous and well known. But here, it seems like the best kept secret in the state.
Absolutely, I agree with you. It's like the Daytona 500, Indy 500 of Colorado, and you get international stars and local drivers that are wonderful to look at and watch race.
Yeah, people don't realize there's been like champions from sprint cars, from Indy car, from even Formula One, Le Mans, WRC, Isle of Man, stuff like Baja. It pretty much champions of any form of motorsports you can imagine worldwide have come and raced at Pikes Peak, and most of them have won at Pikes Peak at one point or another. And it's a wealth of history that we've got here, and we should be really proud of having this kind of event in Colorado.
Well, why don't you give our listeners an idea of your accomplishments and what you've done?
So, been road racing in various forms for almost 20 years now, but didn't really even think about starting Pikes Peak until about 8 or 9 years ago when they paved it. I'm a road racer, as you know, Robert. I'm not a rally car driver, and I figured Pikes Peak was not a good place to learn how to drive on dirt. And so I never went there until they paved it. But once they paved it and I went there and did it once, I was hooked and had a ton of success in seven tries. We've been on the podium six times, and we've won a couple times, and it's just been, it's been an unbelievable experience. And for a guy like me who, came up kind of through the ranks and doing a lot of, smaller races and club racing and vintage racing and that sort of thing, Pikes Peak is so unique with being able to, as you know, get to rub elbows and race head to head with some of the biggest racers in the world. And that gets in your blood quickly. And it's a great way to see how you measure up against the best of the best.
I agree with you. It's also a tough event for spectators to watch. And it's hard to see the entire race course there. So, this year, unfortunately, because of COVID, we don't get to have fans there, which is a disappointment to a lot of the drivers.
Yeah, and I think it's not going to be the same without fans up there. What I've tried to do, and maybe I should talk just briefly about what the book is all about. It's not really, it's a little bit about me, but not a whole lot. It's really more about the race itself and the mountain itself, and I kind of position it as this is the next best thing to actually getting in a race car and going all out up Pikes Peak. It takes you through 156 turns, which is a massive number of turns, as you know, Robert, to memorize and make sure you get it right, because if you get one wrong, we all know what happens up there. And so So this book just kind of takes you up the whole thing, tells you stories. I worked with a lot of the biggest race car drivers in the world, that, you know, with last names of Unser, Andretti, Mears. It goes on and on. And, you know, so at least, you know, maybe if people can't make it up to the peak, they can read the peak of racing and feel like they're actually in a race car going up Pike's Peak.
Well, I know that Kurt Hansen is also going to be the anchor for the radio telecast on the radio cast on KRDO radio. So we'll get to hear Kurt announce the race on the radio, which will be great.
Yeah, you know, we've all got to do what we can to still follow what's going on. And I know they're going to try to have as many media outlets as possible with, you know, between the radio and having the results live streamed. So I know from the 1 year I missed it, Robert, and I don't know if you experienced the same thing, the 1 year I wasn't racing, I was glued to my computer watching the results and seeing how all my buddies were doing.
Absolutely. I mean, years that I didn't race it, of course, I was in the pits wishing I was racing it and, you know, talking to everybody, and that just gets in your blood. When you've done it, it's hard not to do it. And I can't explain the feeling being at home and listening to it on the radio. It's just not a great feeling.
You're a better man than me being able to be in the pits. I just, if I'm not racing, Robert, I don't even want to be close to it. It'd be too hard for me.
Well, what are some of the highlights of your book? Can you give us some stories that you wouldn't give away too much about your book, but so we could buy it? But if you could give us some highlights, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. I think that's the funnest part of the book. Other than the great photography that's in there, there's all kinds of great stories, and we kind of take it as you're going up the mountain, and you could take this book as you're driving up Pikes Peak Highway and say, "Oh man, look at what happened on this corner." And you know, one of my favorite people that I worked with on this book was Bobby Unser, who's not only a, you know, legend, of course, and he was a hero of mine growing up. But, you know, the king of the mountain, absolutely, for Pikes Peak, and then with his three Indy wins and experience in so many other forms of racing. He's also, Robert, he's the best storyteller I've ever met in my life. The guy is just amazing. He's a real character, which, you know, I think all of us who race up Pikes Peak are characters in one way or another. But he's like the king of that, and, yeah, some of the quotes he's got and some of the stories, I mean, one of my favorite quotes, actually probably my number one quote about Pikes Peak comes from Bobby Unser. And of the 156 turns, one of the most dangerous ones to go off at, and I think you'd agree with me, Robert, is bottomless pit, right?
Yeah, I got first-hand knowledge about that one.
Exactly.
Hey, Chris, we've got to take a break here. Can you hang with us through our break here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. You're listening to Race Central Radio, and we'll be right back.
KEPN Lakewood. KKFN HD2 Longmont. K251AB Longmont. ESPN Denver 1600 and 98.1 FM. You're listening to the premier home of motorsports for nearly two decades. The Race Central Radio Show.
Drive! Start your engine!
Back on ESPN Radio 1600.
Boogity, boogity, boogity! Let's go racing, drivers!
Unbelievable!
It's going to be close right here at the line.
He's got the inside. They touch once, twice.
Oh boy, here we go. This is going to be tight right here.
Now, here is your host, one of the most respected motorsports voices in America, Motorsports Insider, Kurt Hansen.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your guest host tonight, Robert Prilica. On with me is Photo Joe Starr. And on the telephone with Joe and I is Chris Lennon. And Chris is a Pikes Peak International Hill Climb driver, race car driver, and author. He's written a book called The Peak of Racing. And where you left us off at, Chris, is you're going to give us one of old Bobby Unser's great quotes.
Yeah, I'll give you a quote, and if you got time, maybe a story or two. But
yeah, absolutely.
So my favorite quote from him, and like I said, the book takes you up the mountain, and it At Bottomless Pit, which is a drop of, I think, about 2,000 feet down, Robert, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, thanks for reminding me.
So Bobby's quote about that is, if you go off at Bottomless Pit, you'll die of starvation before you hit the bottom.
Wow, I believe that one.
I think that's awesome. And he's such a character. A lot of people don't know that, you know, most people think of Bobby Unser, I think, you know, if you don't know of him on Pikes Peak, you know of his Indy 500 career and wins. He's one of the winningest drivers out there. And he says, you know, he would never have gotten an Indy car ride without Pikes Peak. That wasn't even on his radar. I don't know. Do you know that, Robert?
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, I was lucky enough, Chris, to have Bobby Unser support me in my IndyCar career, and I got to race in New Mexico, and he was right there with me.
He's an amazing guy. You know, I guess he's kind of paying it forward, because the way he got to Indy was actually through Parnelli Jones, who, you know, Parnelli came out to Pikes Peak one year. He was a kind of a regular in the 50s racing out here. He saw how talented Bobby was, and he said, I'm going to get you a test at Indy. And Bobby's like, no, I'm a sprint car driver, I'm a dirt tracker, I'm a Pikes Peak guy, I'm not cut out for Indy. And Parnelli said, nah, great driver's a great driver, I'm going to get you a test. And, you know, kind of the rest is history, which is, that's pretty cool. Another interesting story with him, and talk about trying to bring other people in. So Parnelli brought Bobby out to Indy, but I can't remember what year it was, but the Pikes Peak folks courted and convinced David Pearson from NASCAR to come out and race. And so Parnelli Jones and Bobby Unser met him at the airport. He flew out, and they said, hey, we'll take you up Pikes Peak, we'll show you what's what, and then you can go back down, and we're going to do a big press conference announcing, you know, David Pearson, big deal from NASCAR, is going to be racing up Pikes Peak. And so Parnelli is sitting in the back seat behind Bobby. Bobby's driving a streetcar up Pikes Peak, and just below Elk Park, there's this little kind of cutoff road that you can't even really see. If you're racing, you see this little gate there, but you know, you have to know there's kind of a road there. Anyway, Bobby's driving up there with David Pearson next to him, Parnelli Jones behind him. All of a sudden, I think Parnelli puts his hands over Bobby's eyes, covers them up, and Bobby swerves off the side right at the point where this hidden road is, and absolutely terrifies David Pearson. He thinks they're going off the side of the mountain. He didn't take it well, Robert. Bobby said that Pearson was just going absolutely nuts. And he insisted, without even going to the press conference, he said, take me back to the airport, I'm out of here. And that was the end.
That's a funny story.
On Pike's Peak.
That is a funny story, because I know where the little gate is where they would have done that. And boy, that's a little road there.
Yeah, and you can imagine just diving off that. And, you know, and Bobby knew it well enough. And he said, you know, with the hands over his eyes, you know, he can still see a little bit and just cut off. But he did the same thing to Mario Andretti. I don't know if you knew that. He pulled that same thing on Mario, but he didn't actually scare Mario. Mario just thought it was hilarious.
Well, that is a great story. So if people are listening right now, we'd like to have you call in at 303-844-3776. Share some more stories like Chris has got for us. That would be fantastic. Chris, you have anything else? You got any sponsors you want to mention before we let you go?
Sure. Well, I'll plug myself first, and I guess I didn't mention where you could get the book. If you want to get the book, go to www.peakofracing.com, and you can get the book there, and it's a limited edition, hand-numbered thing, and there's not many of them left. So if you're thinking about getting one, I'd encourage you to get one. It'll make your following of Pikes Peak this year a lot more enjoyable. In terms of sponsors, I'll give a big shout out to I didn't really mention, but the car that I've run recently, we were the first ever team to take a car that we'd won in on Pikes Peak and convert it from internal combustion to electric. And that was enabled by our good friends at Zero Motorcycles out of California. Those guys came in a few years ago as my powertrain sponsor and just put a crazy powertrain in the back of the car with, believe it or not, 6 electric motorcycle motors in the back. And it worked well enough to get us third place last year in the exhibition division. And then I told them, Robert, we need 8. We need to come back with 8 now. So they're working on our next version, but I'm hoping I can come back with at least 6, maybe 8 motorcycle motors in the back of the car and have a really wild ride up there next year.
Great. Well, Chris, thanks again for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity, Robert. It was great, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Thanks, Chris. That was Chris Lennon, the author of The Peak of Racing. With us right now is also Michael Pett.